Okay, Tov, and welcome back to our continued study of Daf Yomi. We're now on Mishnah Dalad, which is on Chaf Dalad Amud Bet. And this Mishnah details one plus, shall we say, one stringency regarding Truma relative to Kodesh, as opposed to what we studied, the 11 Malot of Kodesh over Truma, in the past three Mishnayot. Choma b'Truma, Shebi Yehuda Nemanim al Tarat Yayin v'Shemen Kol Yimot HaShana. In Yehuda, the area around Yerushalayim, near Yerushalayim, people are trusted when they want to bring kodshim to the Beit HaMikdash or offer them to be used for the Beit HaMikdash. They are trusted that their wine and oil, the two liquids that go on the altar, on the Mizbeach, are tahor. But if it's at the time of wine pressing and oil pressing, olive pressing, then even they're even believed for truma. So in other words, the scope of credibility in the context of truma is narrower than that of kodesh. Now, in the Gemara, we'll discuss why only in Yehuda. Let's say somebody, and not a chaver, brought you a barrel of truma wine later than the pressing period. Don't accept it from him. Have him bring it the next time that it's pressing season, when there's a blanket credibility given. But if the fellow says, I put one ravit, at least, of kodesh into the barrel, Ne'aman, that he's believed that the whole thing was done b'tahara, because the fact that he's believed about the Kodesh means he's believed about all of it. We will see an interesting application of this principle in the Gemara. Chadei yayin v'chadei shemen. If you have jugs of wine or oil, ha-meduma'ot, we're not quite clear what this mixing is. Meduma'ot, it may mean that they are truma, means that they're mixed with truma and chulin. Ne'amanim aleihem v'shat ha-gitot v'aladim, they're believed about them, their status, we'll see what that means, only at the time of pressing, and 70 days before the time of the pressing. The reason is because from that time, they begin preparing the vessels for the pressing, and they're careful to keep them tahor. Now, the Gemara immediately addresses the issue of the location. The Yehuda'in of a Galilo, why are they only believed in Yehuda about Kodesh? To my time, I'm a Shlokish Nation with Suashal Kutim of Second Penea. There is a swath of land that goes across from the Jordan to the Mediterranean near the city of Shechem that is all populated by Kutim. We're not careful about Tahara. And therefore, there's no way to carry any Taharot from the Galil to Yehuda or to the Beit HaMikdash. The Nathan Vishida Tevel Migdal, why don't we put it into a sealed box? So Hamani Rebbe, we have Machloket Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, about whether it's permissible to go through Eretz Ha'amim. Just one bit of background, one of the 18 Gzerot mentioned in the Masachet Shabbat is a Gzerah about Tumat Eretz Ha'amim, that lands outside of Israel have a Tumah because they aren't careful about where they bury people, there's Tumat Meitz all over the place. And as a result, this Gzerah applied even within Eretz Israel to the area of the Kutim land. Now, Rebbe was of the opinion that if you go through Eretz Ha'amim in a sealed box, you're still Tameh, and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda disagreed. Hanichas Eretz Ha'amim stay Shidate Val Migdal, Rebbe Metameh, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Metaher. So that means that our Mishnah follows Rebbe, who says there's no way to get Tarot from the Galil to Yehuda, because even in a box it wouldn't be satisfactory. And therefore it's only in Yehuda that they bring to the Mikdash, and therefore only in Yehuda is there the issue even raised. I have like two of a klicheres and kav tamid patil. Why don't we bring it in an earthenware jug that is sealed with tamid patil, with that string that the patil that covers the jug that is matzav ol amet, even in ol amet, as we studied yesterday, it protects from tuma. Malaza shonin and akodesh nitzol with tamid patil. The answer is that hekdesh cannot be protected by tamid patil, only chulin. Wait a second. How can you say that Kodesh is not protected? We have a brayta that says, Mechatat. But it was Eferchatat is not protected. What do you assume from that? Remember, we saw back in the first, second paragraph that Chatat is the highest level of requirement of Shimur. My love, HaKodesh Nitzol, can't you infer from there that sure, Chatat isn't, but Kodesh is? Lo, Hamayim Shem Kudashim Nitzol in Tamid Patil. What that means is, that water that has not yet been sanctified for use for the chatat, is potential mechatat, but not been sanctified, that is protected by the tamid patil, but not active mechatat. Now, Marula, chavrayim medakan begrila. We have Ula's statement that the chaverim are careful to be metaher their wine for the mizbeach in the Galil. How could they do that? The answer is minichinuch sheavo Eliyahu v'itarena. If they put it aside and they wait till Eliyahu comes or some Navi who's going to come and demonstrate to them one way that you can walk through and avoid the Eretz Ha'amim. But in the meantime, they're retire it, put it aside. Good. During pressing time, they're believed about Truma. Or meaning, we have a challenge to that. When you finish harvesting your olives, keep one that you don't process. Don't press it. Let a poor person who's a Kohen have it, and he'll process it himself, it'll be Tahor. Since we don't trust you during the pressing time. Nachman says, what a problem. We're referring here to late blooming olives. Hava Charpe, Hava Afle, Charpe is the ones who are Charif, that come quickly, and Afle is the ones that are sweet late, if you will. They blossom late. So they're already after the period of the regular pressing. Amale Avada Baravak, Mun Mai. Right, so what's an example? Kodan Shabbat Avicha. Avada Barava. Said to Rav Nachman, what are you talking about? And Rav Nachman said, as an example, your father, Ahava, his olives come late. Yosef Marvin Galila Shadrach. Yosef disagrees. Says, no, that statement about leaving some over is in the Galil. If I brings a challenge about credibility, he says, Evar Eden means Transjordan and the Galil are like Yehudah. People are trusted at the time of pressing about wine during the wine pressing. Nagid in September, and olives, about the olive pressing, about olives during the olive pressing season, which is around November, December. But they're not trusted in the opposite times. So they don't say that I'm pressing olives in September, believe me about my olives, because that's great pressing season. That has nothing to do with each other. Right? Which proves to you, though, that in the Galil, people are trusted. It must be that we go back to our original explanation, and this is referring to late blooming olives. Good. The next statement was, so if an Am Haaretz brings us a barrel of shemen of truma, yayin of truma, after the pressing season, you don't accept it, leave it till the next, have him bring it to you the next pressing season, and then there's a blanket credibility. So they asked Rav Sheshet, let's say you didn't want to make the guy feel bad, or you didn't know, and you accepted it. Can you keep it around until the next pressing season, and then you can open it? We have a statement, let's say a man is an Am Haaretz, and he dies. Happens to every Am Haaretz. Happens to every Chaver too. And the Am Haaretz dies, and he leaves two sons. One is a Chaver, one is an Am Haaretz. And they inherit the estate. Yachol Amarlo, the Chaver can say to his brother Amaris, Tol Atachitin Shemakom Ploni, you take all the wheat that's in Beit Lachem, Manichitin Shemakom Ploni, I'll take all the wheat that's in Ephrat. Tol Atayayin Shemakom Ploni, you take all of the wine that's in Beit Lachem, Manichitin Shemakom Ploni, I'll take all the wine that's in Ephrat. Aval, in two different places. Aval lo yomarlo, Tol Atalach Maniyavesh. He can't say to the Amaris, after all, they're inheriting from an Amaris, which means anything that could be Tameh, we're going to assume is. He can't say to the other Am Haaretz, to his brother, say, you take all the stuff that's wet, and I'll take all the stuff that's dry. Tol atachitin v'anit sorim, and split it by wheat and barley. Tani ova, otoch chaver sorim falach v'niachat ha'yavesh. Why is he not allowed to make that particular swap? Right? Because we say, when it comes to one mean, we say yesh breira. And that's why you can't do the chitin and sorin. When it comes to one mean, we say yesh breira. And that means that this was always my part, that was always his part. Right? And then there was no swap with the Am Haaretz. But if we say ein breira, which we say when there's shnei minim, look at Rashi, right? So that means that really, when the father died, half of everything went to this one, half of everything went to that one, in every type of thing. And that means that when the chaver is giving the Am Haaretz, you keep all of the dry stuff, and I keep all the wet stuff, and I keep the dry stuff, what he's essentially doing is swapping half of his dry stuff for wet stuff. And that means that he is giving the Am Haaretz something that's tameh, and that's the chaver. So you can't do that. Alright? And what the chaver who got half of the wet stuff, he has to burn it. Now, according to you, you would suggest that the possibility that if you get the barrel at the time when you can't use it, you could put it aside and just keep it till the next pressing time and then accept it. Can you keep it around? So that seems to prove that once you've accepted it, it's too late. And if you accepted it at the wrong time, it's lost. No, not necessarily. Could be the Russia in the gut. Could be that with the wet stuff here was date meat or something else. It doesn't have a pressing period. It just said wet stuff. The anichet ol regel. Now remember, everybody has a nemonut at the time of the regel that everything's tahor. So why don't you keep it around till Shavuot or till Sukkot, the next regel? Could be that the Russia in the mishtam ol regel. Maybe this is something you won't keep. It's not preserved. And so therefore, since it's going to go bad, you have to burn it right away. Because there's no time between now and the next God. There is no God. It doesn't have a pressing period. And you can't keep it to the next regel because it'll go bad. There's nothing you can do with it. Good. Now, the Mishnah said that if the Am Haaretz gives you a barrel of Truma at some other season, and he says, but I put in a revit of Kodesh wine into it, then he's believed about the whole thing. So now that time, listen to this Mishnah. Bodkin refers to a Beit HaPras, which we've encountered several times in our study together. Beit HaPras is an area in which we, either one of two things. Either we know that there's a grave there, but we don't know where it is, or there was a grave there and the field got, plowed, so the parts have been spread out throughout the field. And therefore, it is an Isur Drabbanan, it's a Tumah Drabbanan, if anybody goes there. But there are certain kind of checks that we can do to walk through and blow and take a little bit up to make sure that we're not going everything, and somebody can walk through. Now, Beit Shammai Hillel agrees, Shabodkin lo set Pesach in Mokim lo Chlei Truma. People are on their way to Yerushalayim to do a Korban Pesach and can't afford to become Tamei and have to get there, and they can't wait. We do this very rudimentary kind of check of walking through and blowing the dirt in front of us to make sure there's nothing there, and that's satisfactory, but we don't do it for people who want to go to another town to eat truma, or have truma in their hands and want to pass through. My boat came, what does that mean? It means you walk and you blow in front of you to make sure there's no bones or pieces left. The Beit HaPras itself was threshed, was plowed. It's hard for us to Pesach. Why? Because the Rabbanim did not want to put their concern about a Beit HaPras in the way of somebody who's going to go bring Korban Pesach and will be Chayav Karet if he doesn't do it. But for a Chlei Truma, it is not good. The Rabbanim said, you know what, we're going to keep our concern here. And the reason is, because Makom Karet and Makom Mita are not symmetrical here. Makom Mita is, if you eat Truma Betuma, then you're Chayav Mita. So therefore they said, you know what, just wait. Wait until we clear it out, go some other way around, and eat truma that way. Now, Ibayelahu, now the question was asked. Barak lepitzcho, maushi yochal b'trumato. What if they checked it for him to go do the Korban Pesach? Can he now also eat truma? In other words, do we say that once it was checked out, and that checking is considered significant enough to make it an acceptable place to go for the Korban Pesach, can he also now eat truma there? Or walk through with the truma? Ula said, sure. Rav Bar Ula, so Ula's son said, he disagreed. He said, the heter is only for Pesach, not for Truma. Amar Lehahusavas, an old man said to Rav Bar Ula, which may mean, don't argue with your father, but the point here being, don't disagree with Ula, right? Did non say our Mishnah supports him, and that's why this comment is here. My Frasha Tochar Vikodesh Ne'aman. If the Am Haaretz who brings us the Truma, we don't believe him, but if he says, I put Ravit Kodesh into it, we believe him. Alma mida hema la Kodesh and hema nami a Truma. We see from here that since we believe him about the Kodesh, that credibility extends to the Truma. Hachinami mida hema la Pesach, hema nami a Truma. Same thing here, just since he's believed about the Pesach, we extend it to the Truma. Now, kadei yayin v'chadei shemen. Remember, the end of the Mishnah said that if you have a kadei yayin, kadei jugs of wine and oil that are medumaot, we're not sure, quite sure what it means. So watch this. Tana eina mani lola kan kanin v'lola truma. They are not believed, the Me'aretz are not believed, about the jugs or about the truma. So kan kanin v'mai, what jugs is this? E kan kanin v'kodesh, if it's jugs of kodesh, we have to trust them about, if we're going to trust them about what's inside, we have to trust them that the kankanim are okay. Otherwise, the kankanim are being matan in the Kodesh. Ela tankanim truma. It must be jugs of truma. Obviously he's not neman. If he's not neman for the truma inside, how can he be neman for the jugs that are holding it? You know what we're talking about? We're talking empty jugs, nothing in them, that are used for Kodesh, and we're talking about during the rest of the year. And we're talking about full barrels of truma, jugs of truma, at the time of Gitot. Okay? So, he says, below al ha-truma. Oh, good. So they are believed about truma, but they're not believed about the kankanim. All right. Now, tanan kadei yain v'chadeshem and meduma'ot. So now we go to our Mishnah. Ma'ala meduma'ot to truma. Doesn't it mean meduma'ot means that they have truma in them, like dema, which is truma? Amar Rabbi Yechiya meduma'ot to kodesh. What it means is that they have kodesh in them. Since when is there such a thing as the notion of dimua, of mixture, in Kodesh? It's a mixture, it's a din that applies in Trumot and Matros. What we're talking about is a situation where somebody was being careful with his tevel, in order to separate Nisachim out for the Kodesh, for the Beit HaMikdash. Right? And that's why they're called Medumaot. So that's why the Mishnah says, Kadei Yayin V'chadei Shem and HaMedumaot and Amanim Alei Meshat HaGitot Babatim. So in other words, if they are Medumaot, meaning that they are jugs that are set aside normally for whatever use, for normal use, but he's going to dedicate some of the wine in them to bring to the Mikdash, and therefore that's Medumaot, mixed, and therefore, that he's careful about that. She wore the Kodesh, therefore the whole thing, he has neman about the whole thing. The last point here is Kodesh. By the way, parenthetically, on the page, I put a significant piece of the Perush Mishnah to the Rambam, where he brings his own explanation, and then he quotes the Bavli separately, and it's important, it's instructive to take a look how the Rambam understands that phrase in the Mishnah. I'll explain to you what it means. Kvarnipa, please follow, if you can, with the page 18 on top. Kvarnipa elachar beni dina meduma masachet trumot. So Rambam says we've already learned in masachet trumot about meduma. V'sham biyarushu adavar shem arvabo truma. Shekra Hashem dema. It's something in which truma is mixed in, and Hashem calls truma dema. Therefore, Amariyarites are believed to say that these jugs are tahor. Even though it's way earlier than the pressing time. That's the first thing. So the way the Rambam reads it is that medumao just means shel truma. And it means the barrels, the jugs that are going to be used for wine, or they have wine in them, if it's wine of truma, he's believed within 70 days before. And it's simply an extension of Shat HaGitot mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah. The Tosefta has it differently. That for 70 days before they believed about the vessels, but not about the wine itself. And they believed about the wine, which goes against the Bavli. It said that if they believed about the vessel of Kavahoma, they believed about the wine. And now he quotes the Bavli, which we just studied. So the last point in the Mishnah was that there's 70 days. What can you infer from there? Dinahu, the ilave arisa, it's the job of the sharecropper, the mitrach agulfe, shivim yom mekami matzarta. Right? That the aris has to make sure to get proper kankanim, proper jugs, 70 days before the time that they do the pressing. Because, after all, that's the time that the Mishnah considers, within the scope of the pressing time, that he is believed. For 70 days before, from 70 days before, through the period of the pressing, he is believed. So that's clearly the season. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. And Amir Tashem will start with Mishnah Hey tomorrow. And Amir Tashem, that's one more podcast, we will complete Masechet Chagigah and Seder Moed.